Welcome to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul podcast. Here's your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond, a life coach who inspires others to find their purpose, a best-selling author of self-help books nationally and internationally, mother and entrepreneur. As you're listening, you may question, how does she do it all? Well, her answer is healthy. Each week, here on Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, the trilogy of wellness, you will hear knowledge discussions of thoughts on intuition, self-love, mindset growth, and living on purpose. This podcast is designed to show you that you are not alone in your struggles, which is a powerful message to share in the whole perspective of life.
Well, good evening. Good evening. Welcome, everyone. I thank you for joining Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden Hammond. Tonight, I am delighted to have a new and inspiring author with me tonight on the show. So let me just give you a little background, and then we're going to hear from her. But before we hear from her, I would like to give a shout out to tonight's episode for our sponsor is Harriet Tubman Tours, located in Cambridge, Maryland. So again, I want to give a shout out for our sponsor, the Harriet Tubman Tours from Cambridge, Maryland. So our featured guest is Zakira Muhammad. She is a cancer survivor, Sagittarius, a world traveler, an author, a podcaster, and a small business owner. At 6 months old, a camera saved her life. You're probably wondering, what do you mean by a camera saved her life? But we're going to let her explain that in a few. At 9 months old, she was taken into surgery to have her right eye removed due to a rare childhood eye cancer tumor that was detected by a photo her mom took. Her hearing and her vision slowly began to decline as she got older, but her other three senses are functioning well. As an epiphany, she wants her legacy to include the fact that she was able to see the good in you, help you live your best life, which inspires you to step outside of your comfort zone. She is the author of Seeing Life Through a Different Lens, a survivor's memoir on overcoming adversity with resilience. She also hosts a podcast called Living Legacy. So I welcome you tonight, our listeners here on Upfront Mind, Body, Soul, our guest, Zakira Muhammad. So welcome, welcome, Zakira. I am so grateful that you are here on this platform tonight.
Thank you so much for having me, Michelle.
No problem, no problem. So as I just gave a little snippet of your background, but I want to hear from you to let the audience know, tell the audience who Zakira really is.
Well, I feel like you did sum it up, but of course, Zakira is a multi-dimensional woman, right? She's learning every day about herself. She's a multi-passionate entrepreneur. She's a multi-faceted, multicultural woman. And honestly, if it wasn't for my mother taking photographs like any mom would of their newborn baby, just taking lots and lots of photographs, I really would not be here speaking with you today, because my cancer that I was diagnosed with officially at 3 months old, that's when she first saw the white glow in my right eye. So she first saw white glow in my right eye, I was 3 months old. And so, of course, you know, you have that pediatric doctor appointment, but you only have it in increments. So the next time there was an appointment, I was about 6 months old. And so by then, she had to go to multiple doctors, because that's the power of a mother's intuition of something's not right with my daughter. I need to know what it is. The first doctor said, oh, there's nothing to worry about. You're just a new mom who's nervous. And actually, she's not a new mom. I have a sister who's twice my age. So she's been a mom before. So she knows what she's talking about. So it took her going to more than one doctor to find a doctor that found another doctor who was a specialist who specialized in childhood eye cancer to say, okay, this is a serious cancer called retinoblastoma. Is it a rare childhood eye cancer of the eye? And if we don't give, if we don't have surgery right now, this tumor could spread to the brain or other parts of the body, and she could die. So basically, if it wasn't for my mom just being depending on her visceral intuition and the power of prayer, I would not be talking to you today. And I feel like it's a blessing in disguise also, because My mom and I both are writers, and she actually was journaling my life, like all the first 18 years of my life. She was journaling it from the moment she was pregnant with me and later on in life, and then from, you know, the time I was 18 years old. And so I did not have a normal life, but it was a blessed life because she never had me feel like that I am limited to my senses that I don't have. So just because I can only see one eye, just because I wear hearing aids in both ears, does not mean that I cannot travel. It does not mean that I cannot have a podcast. It does not mean that I cannot write a book or have a business or inspire others. So that's the gist of who I am.
I love it. I love everything that you said. It's about, see, what I see the strength in that, what I see in the strength in that and the healing in it is that you know, with your mom, she probably journaled because that was like a healing process for her. And also, yeah, you are a new mother, and that's stuff that we talk about in our society now about the demographics of how people of color, you know, they don't take what we're saying on our health as initiative. But thank God that your mother had that boldness and that to keep on perseverance. That's what that is really good, that she persevered, and you guys are wonderful today. So I appreciate that. I think that was a good thing that you hear. You didn't let things limit you. Even in your welcoming into your biography, it said, you know, you strengthened. Other senses got strengthened. So I think that even in your process, in your journey, because what you're speaking is strengthening to my heart right now, because I'm about inspiration and I love it. And I think I'm glad that's why we connected. I really do. I'm very happy about that. So again, I thank you for talking about that, because that was leading up to the next question, you know, about the childhood experience. But you went through that with the health issue. You know, we hear that word cancer. We all automatically think that that's a death sentence. But I loved again how your mom, like, not my baby. But when you talk about just supposing if she didn't take the picture and just had that focal look on, you know, seeing that white piece in that lens. Can you just give a little snippet of that, a little bit, dig a little deeper in that for me?
So with the photograph, the thing that makes my cancer different is, well, any type of cancer, it starts really with paying attention to the children's eyes. Watch how the children's eyes move. Some people, you know, obviously kids would get bullied for being called a lazy eye, but there's a medical reason behind that. So look out for lazy eyes, look out for when you are taking pictures and you don't see a red eye, which means that there's blood flowing. If you see red eye, that means if you see a white eye, that means that there's a cancer tumor, like blocking the blood flow. So that's the most important thing to look out for. And that's actually the photograph that my mom took around. Of course, now this was, you know, back when you had a Kodak camera and you took it to the grocery store, you waited a week or whatever to get it printed out. But now, even in today's technology, it's kind of difficult because you would see it, but you would think, oh, maybe that was just my phone, or maybe let me just filter it out, you know. But it just really takes having that strong intuition as well of like, I don't think this is normal, so let me act on that, not just ignoring your intuition. And so that's just really how it started off. And then, of course, after surgery, I had to recover. So I went from me personally, I don't even remember what life was like seeing in two eyes. So I can't even attest to that. But at least from my mom's perspective, she was mentioned in the book that she went from having a baby with two beautiful brown eyes to learning how to almost be a mother all over again to a mom with just one eye who's bumping into walls and can't see where she's going. So she had to retrain herself as well. She, okay, how do I help my baby to navigate life all over again? And so at least for me, you know, I was always just a very open and fun and adventurous child, because according to my mother also, I didn't fall. So I jumped right up and just started walking in the wall. So, you know, I've always just been, you know, the type to just not really let anything get in my way. So if I fall down, I get right back up. And sometimes, you know, the older you get, the more you cry, and not physically cry, because the child can now speak and express emotions and say like, okay, this is too much. But, you know, then it became having a hearing impairment. Because the other thing that some doctors should also tell parents is that you're going to have secondary cancer or secondary tumor that could come up. So the blessing is that I had surgery just in time to keep the cancer from spreading to other parts of my body, but it doesn't mean that the after effects of chemotherapy, of radiation, could cause other secondary cancer. So that's where the hearing impairment came in, because as I got older, by the time I got to age 3, that's when my mom, again, observed, just observing me like a good mother would. And we were out in public at a park at a book fair, and the way that I would gravitate toward a very loud speaker, and she said also in the first couple of chapters of the book that I wanted to hear the music, but apparently I was so close to the speaker that any other hearing person would be like, oh no, she's going to go deaf. But apparently I was already halfway there, and my mom picked up on that. So that led to just getting adjusted to having hearing aids as well.
Well, thank God to mom. I'm telling you, moms are very sharp, trust me. When you hear that saying where they say mom has the eyes in the back of her head, that your mom had hers in the front, the side, the back, you know, all of that. So, yeah, that's good. That's really good. I'd love to meet your mom one day, too. So, you know, the next question that I have is, you know, I love the part where you talk about legacy building. So, what things are you putting in place for legacy building? And I know you talked about, you know, even with your, you know, the impairments, but they have been stronger. Do you see yourself mechanism with coming out with parents to help other parents in this day and time to, you know, be noticeable about that? Because I thank you for sharing that with our listeners too about the lazy eye, and you know, that might be meaning something behind that, you know. And what, you know, when you're talking about legacy building, even through your circumstances, what are you doing in that arena?
So for me, I think any author who has released at least one book will learn that you become the author or the go-to for whatever you wrote about in your book. So for me, of course, I have no problem with, and I was fully prepared for, the fact that I could become the advocate or spokesperson for my cancer. I could become the advocate or spokesperson for how to see life through a more positive lens, or how to be more grateful, or how to not worry about other people's opinions. But then also, my legacy really started because of course, interesting enough, my life was saved through the photograph that was taken by a camera, right? But then my mother introduced me to a camera when I was 5 years old. So little did she know, she just introduced me, you know, to anything and everything, right? So I literally tried everything, and a camera is what stuck to me. So by the time I was in middle school, that when I actually had the digital cameras, and I would just photograph everybody that I was talking to, every place that I went. And so ironically, it's full circle that being a photographer is actually a full circle for me, because that's actually what I want to do. I've inspired people to be more comfortable in front of the lens. I've inspired people to see themselves in a different light. Because most of my clients, photography clients, are people who have never had professional photographs, don't have professional photographs enough. And the fact that I also make them comfortable. So my legacy includes being that visual creator, which is expanded to helping other small business owners to step outside of their comfort zone and launch that business or tell their own story. And that led to creating a digital marketing agency called Focus Media Group. Focus with a PH. So it was originally the play on the words focus and photography, because it was going to be, I've always believed in empowerment and community and just helping the next person, right? So even though I'm reaching new levels in my career, I don't mind reaching back and have someone grab my hand and come to. So that's originally what was my idea with the digital marketing agency. At first, it was going to be photography focused. But of course, the more clients I got, the more women creatives that I work with, the more I realized, okay, I could make this a team of other women who are just as passionate as what they do. And I don't have to do everything. I don't have to wear 10,000 hats anymore. I can now outsource, you know, to people who love building websites, people who love, you know, doing XYZ, and I can still do what I love with photographing. So that's what my legacy is of you know, I think there's a song from, we're the same age, but he's like a little pop rapper. So not many people may know of him, but I know of him because, again, we grew up in the same area. But his name is Jake Millen. He has this song called Million Lives. And so the end of the chorus is, I haven't made a million, but I've touched a million lives. And that's my favorite line from that song. And I've held on to that. I think the song is at least 10 years old now. And I've held on to that because that's really what I believe. I believe that, you know, I know that I'll be able to touch a million lives by the time my legacy is passing on beyond me. So I think that's the most important thing when it comes to building that legacy. Of course, this means business. Once you have a book out, your book is your business. You expand that to many ways possible to reach as many people as possible. Then, of course, my podcast is expanding to more listeners, those who love listening. And then, of course, my book is an audiobook. So repurposing content and having it, you know, in various different mediums and various different ways to reach more people.
Well, audience, you have heard it from Zakir right here. She's digital marketing, and we talk about she's building up a legacy. So right now, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back to hear some more from this phenomenal young woman, Zakir. And we're actually, when we're coming back from break, we're going to talk about her as a new author. So again, we're going out for break. And join us back at Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond.
Hello, I'm Leon Kwe Chevette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event. Hashtag the event. My podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared, will explore 4 different weekly categories with topics ranging from unconventional self-defense to active shooter profiles. I bring it all together in highlighting passages and concepts from my novel as it relates to real life experiences. You don't want to miss out on these critical preparatory shows. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leon Kwe Chevette.
If you're not well in your body, if you're losing focus, and if you're not fulfilled, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul is here to aid you in giving you tips. A healthy mind will keep you focused. A healthy body will keep you well and active. A healthy soul will keep you fulfilled and content. Contact Coach Michelle at her website, IamToInspire.com. All right, welcome back. Welcome back to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond, and I'm here with my lovely guest, Zakir Muhammad. She's an author. She is, I'm just going to tell you, she has many hats. She's legacy building as we come back from the break we had discussed earlier. So, Zakir, we know that you're a new author. I had the pleasure of being on your platform with, you know, with my book, and I know the feeling of becoming a new author. You know, I wrote some, I've book collaborated with a lot, and then I've written a couple of my own. I know the feeling that you're like so excited, and I can feel it. I've seen it popping out through the screen when we was on that platform at night, and I just loved it. So can you explain to someone who is a new author and explain your process? We're talking about you now. Your process from the beginning to where you're at right now.
So definitely, I think the most important thing that I've noticed from, of course, the conversation that we had on that platform, on that Facebook Live, and then the next one that I've had is that new authors need to understand that you are literally starting a new business. Because I self-published, but just because I self-published does not mean that I did it alone. I had so many different other women who helped to bring that dream come true. Of course, first and foremost was my mother. My mom was the one who actually was blogging before I was. I introduced her to blogging, but she was doing it better than me. She was doing a medical blog and getting people from all over the country tuning into her blog. I'm like, oh, okay, I see you. And so that is where most of the writing can come from. Like, you already have that story in you. You just need to put it into one platform, one format of a book. And so then I outsourced to another company who focuses on helping women to tell their story. And so through that company, she was able to help me to design my book cover, to edit. There were parts where I wanted to keep, and then they would advise me on what's good to remove or what to elaborate on or not to elaborate on. So having that editor, which is different from someone, I had someone completely different who was my coach, because we had all these accolades and accomplishments and trials and tribulations, but they were out of order, right? So we were like, maybe we should start from like where I am now, then go backwards. And then I had a coach who was like, no, let's get your mom to start from where you were in the womb, because that's where the power began. And so she helped us to, you know, have things in chronological order. Because of course, being a nonfiction author, writing a memoir is healing in itself. And you sometimes you have to relive that trauma. So give yourself some grace as well, because you're going to, the thing that should really keep you going with starting your new business of being an author is that you are going to touch someone's life that you don't even know of yet. I think that's the biggest thing that I've gotten since I've released my book. Of course, people feel my excitement. People learn more about me more than they knew about me just because they've seen me in the street. They work with me, you know, as a coworker or things of that sort. And so I think it's just the biggest thing is give yourself grace and outsource wherever possible. Because I'm good at writing, I'm good at photographing. So I had a visual idea of what I wanted for my cover. And between my mom and I finally agreeing to disagree, we narrowed down what we wanted to talk about. But it's a process in itself. So definitely give yourself grace. Do it, but give yourself grace along the way.
I love that. Can you say that one more time? Do
it. Just get it started, but give yourself grace along the journey.
I love it. I love it. And I like you, like you're seeing your life through a different lens, you know. I love that portion of it. It encapsulated me, and I actually gonna buy that. I do have to support you in that as well. It is just amazing to hear your story, to share your story with others, and that is so true. As you're an author, people come to you, you know. I said that on the platform. That one thing that I want to get when I'm doing this writing is that I can see other people transformed from what you're writing, when you're sharing yourself, because you're putting yourself out there with transparency, all of that. So that is very good. Just do it. You know, it's a lot of stuff that people have written down. Just do it. That is so true. So, you know, you talk about your different businesses. What is your next move, Zakira? Because I'm telling you, you're younger than I am. And a lot of people look at me now at my age like, how do you do it all? But again, that's why I have the upfront mind, body, and soul. I have it all in balance. So what is your next move? I'm like, what else can you do?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'd just say follow me on social media, follow me on Facebook. The one thing that I definitely would applaud is that there is a Facebook series that I started in the end of June. Obviously, Michelle was one of five on the panel, and then I just had a panel of four, three others. And so basically, so far, there is a live series that I'm doing at the end of the last Tuesday of every month, so far currently on Facebook. Where we focus on nonfiction authors telling their story. And the more authors come and tell their story, the more, you never know how many more authors we will inspire to start their own book and tell their own story. And then, of course, I've also been blessed to be on a few other podcasts as well who have inspired me to write a journal. Most of them are like, okay, there's a journal coming from this book, because I feel like we got a lot of gems in this book alone. Never mind the fact that we're learning so much about cancer. You taught us so much about life. Is there a journal coming? So the answer is yes. So
yay.
Stay tuned to my social media for that. Working on that. And then, yeah, I just feel like everything else is just going to be a creative, just, you know, continuing to be creative with storytelling, with empowering you to see life through a different lens. So you can follow me everywhere on social media for that, to follow the journey of the, because I love Twitter, so I will talk about the good, the bad, and retweet the stuff that I relate to as well, because we all need inspiration here and there. So you can follow me everywhere on social media at Illuminous One, which is actually the meaning of my middle name. My middle name is Nayar, but some people will get confused because my website is zakiranayar.com. That's my first and my middle name.com. And then, yeah, you just follow me. And yeah, that's how you know. Catch me if you can. I think that's just what I just say. Catch me if you can. Follow me everywhere. And then, yeah, we'll go from there.
So I greatly appreciate it. Now, actually, that was what I was going to tell you. So, Zakiya, for your email, tell people where to reach you, your website, your Instagram, Facebook, all of those. You can just say what your handles are. Are you, found? Where you going to be? Where you want to be found? Where people want to come to you for your services? Yeah. All of those typical things. Again, this has been a very inspirational interview, and I appreciate you for coming on. Again, I count it not robbery when I meet people, because I feel as though that's in the alignment of where you need to be, somewhere on your journey.
Thank you. I think I want to circle back. I feel like there's a question your audience listeners are asking right now. They're like, but wait, where can I find a book?
Yes, so that's right. Where do we find your book?
I think, so of course, you can go to zakiranayar.com. /book. That's where you can go directly to get a paperback, either signed by me or just shipped by me to support, your Black business. Or from there, you can also find it on Amazon as an audiobook, as an ebook, or as a paperback if you want to just add it to your long Amazon cart of stuff to buy and ship. You can get it from Amazon as well.
Yeah, so I was like, come on, let's talk about the book. So I really do. I appreciate you for taking the time out to come on today. I appreciate you for taking that time out of your day, because I know you have a lot of projects on. And I greatly appreciate, like I said, the alignment of us coming into meeting each other, for making this happen. And I'm looking forward to even working with you again. Anything that I can do on behalf of myself, of Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, we're here for you. Just want to give that out there to you. So to the audience, you have heard it. Any last words that you want to give out to the audience, Zakiya?
Support your independent author. It's not an easy journey, so we love to know that support doesn't necessarily mean you buy the book. Even if you can't afford it right now, support means sharing with somebody who wants to read it. If you at least get a snippet of it, leave an Amazon review so other people can see it. Support by listening to podcasts, where at least my podcast, the Living Legacy Podcast, I talk to other people who I'm also in alignment with. So listen to the Living Legacy Podcast. That's free right there. Share that. And that costs 0 cents and takes no longer than 60 seconds. So just support in any way that you can.
Well, you've heard it from Zakiya. I'm all about support, 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 support. This is why this platform of Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul is here, for support as well. So, audience, thank you for tuning in to Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul, where I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond. And tonight's episode was sponsored by the Harriet Tubman Tours from Cambridge, Maryland, who are, again, that's a legacy in itself, and I'm actually going to be having them on pretty soon, so stay tuned. So, again, I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond. Go freely. Go do what you need to do. Live your life on purpose, and just keep doing the great things that you are on purpose for, to help others and serve others. Again, have a great week. Until next week, I'm your host, Michelle Bolden-Hammond, from Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul.